And in Anchorage, two separate items coming before the assembly will shape the state's largest market for commercial cannabis for years to come. Industry groups are worried it'll be for the worse. On Tuesday, the assembly will get its first glimpse of the ordinance that will determine where marijuana businesses can operate around Anchorage. Municipal Attorney Bill Falsey says the initial proposal came from the mayor's office and recommendations were added by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The question is, what does this ordinance do? In brief, it would govern which zones a marijuana establishment could be located in. It would also address how far a marijuana establishment would have to be separated from certain other uses like schools and parks.
The current recommendations don't endorse an option for businesses in residential areas, a model compared to the popular Fire Island Bakery. Instead, Falsey says the zoning map only makes licenses available in certain non-residential parts of town.
The emphasis is on commercial and industrial areas of town.
The other issue before the assembly is a potential sales tax of 5% on cannabis products. If approved by the body Tuesday night, the tax proposal will go before voters on the April ballot. The measure's sponsors say the tax is necessary to cover local costs for enforcing regulations and gives the assembly the ability to raise or lower the tax by 2% every other year. But Bruce Schulte, an industry advocate who sits on the state's Marijuana Control Board, says that while a tax is reasonable, the logic behind the current version is not. State regulators are tasked with monitoring compliance among new marijuana businesses. And Schulte says it's an assumption of bad faith among Anchorage lawmakers that there will be abundant rule breaking demanding more enforcement.
What we're seeing is this sort of knee-jerk reaction where people, they're just assuming that this industry is bad and awful and nobody wants it next door. And they're honestly regulating it more like, you know, toxic waste dumps than what they really are.
Schulte has worked with the Anchorage Assembly for months preparing regulations, but he's recently grown frustrated by mistrust and lack of information among elected officials as they craft laws. Schulte says the growing layers of regulation are unnecessarily burdensome and hurt the industry's chances of becoming a viable alternative to the black market.
Anchorage seems to be doing everything they possibly can to kill it before it gets started.
The assembly will take public testimony on the tax proposal ahead of its vote on Tuesday evening.